Still single stories. Nicole's hospital visit. Moses is in hospital in critical condition, Georgia said. Oh, Nicole responded. Maybe you should consider visiting him. I've been praying and... Nicole began to tune out after Georgia said the word visit. She didn't really know what to say. Normally, when you hear that someone you know is in hospital, in a critical condition, your reaction wouldn't be, oh. It would be shock and concern. They say your first reaction is usually your truest reaction. Nicole had not spoken to Moses in over 6 months following their breakup. Their breakup can only be described as a moment when you pull that one Jenga and the tower comes crashing down. Jenga towers aren't the stablest, for they're built on stacks of blocks that lay together awkwardly. And in some ways, you pull one block or two blocks, and it's only a matter of time before that one block sends the whole tower tumbling. Dating and relationships can often start off smoothly, smooth like butter, like soft ocean waves going back and forth, smiles, chatter, flirting, boy meets girl, girl meets boy. It's funny how something that goes so well in the beginning ends so badly. She met Moses when she first joined a new Bible study at church. He sat across from her in the kitchen where the group would hang out until everyone arrived. She liked how friendly he was and kind. She liked that he had his own business in Gambia, selling office supplies to big companies. His humility was refreshing. Unlike most guys who love to boast about how entrepreneurial and rich they are, with Gucci belts and Prada shoes to prove it. Most of all, she loved his honesty. He never shied away from sharing personal things about himself at Bible study. He was confident in his past and in his shortcomings and difficult family upbringing. Little did she know that what she loved most about Moses was not his true nature. He wore a facade throughout their whole relationship. He blatantly lied from the beginning. Their whole relationship was built on lies. At first, she didn't see much of it when he would be in Gambia on a regular basis. After all, he had a business there, so there was nothing unusual about it. He would always say he wanted a daughter, which she found a bit strange, since most men want to have a son first. Nicole had tried since the breakup to erase that dreaded day when he told her everything. The biggest feeling she couldn't shake off was regret. She regrets ever dating him. She regrets joining the Bible study. Before she joined that Bible study, she was considering attending a woman's only group because she often felt like she was becoming too distracted by guys. She didn't want to spend her whole life wondering if this guy liked her or if that guy liked her. You know, the reading into everything that women do when interacting with guys. It was exhausting and she wanted to avoid all of that. But in the end, she joined the mixed Bible study because she knew she couldn't run from men forever. She knew she needed to train herself to not lose focus. Oh, she wished she could have gone back in time. No matter how much she tried to stop thinking about the day they broke up, it would always pop up in her mind. She met him at the coffee shop Olenstein in their Oxford Circus. In the early stages of their relationship, she would meet him there. She liked that coffee shop because it was low-key, had a spacious downstairs area, and was quiet in the evenings. Moses made sure to choose a public place to make his confession, because if he knew that if he had done so at home, Nicole would have surely lost it. She was quite an introverted person by nature, who didn't like to embarrass herself or make a public show of herself, which was often viewed as being uptight. After he said what he said, she picked up her bag, too stunned for words, and quietly walked to the tube station. Anyone who looked at her, from her demeanour, would not be able to see that she'd been betrayed. It was interesting how human beings, we can look okay on the outside, but on the inside, there is chaos and confusion bubbling within us. And that was the last time she saw Moses. That dreaded day, the day he told her he was married and had a son. His wife fell pregnant at 17. how he was forced to marry her, blah, blah, blah. She couldn't believe it. He was a married man. In fact, had been married for 10 years with a full-blown 10-year-old son. She felt sick. So when she got the call, she struggled to have compassion for him. Of course she hoped he would recover, but felt nothing else. She definitely didn't feel the need to visit him in hospital. But since the call, she was not feeling her usual self. She couldn't work out if it was the Holy Spirit directing her to go, or resurfaced trauma from her relationship with Moses.